Need more time? Want more from your business and your life? Welcome to the Simple Life Habits Podcast, where you'll learn how to work less, do more, and live your life with greater focus. Now, here's your host, Jonathan Milligan.
Have you ever felt completely stuck? Well, I'm the oldest of three boys, and when we were younger, we lived on a 45-acre campground. It was amazing. And even on the campground, they housed seven horses on the property, some of which actually seemed wild at times. Well, I remember one fall season when I was about 10 years old, my brothers and I decided to venture over the fence and get a closer look at the horses. We were all by ourselves, no adults around, and my idea was to try to put some rocks in a bucket, because I'd seen adults do this. They had actually, not the rocks, they put grain in the bucket and shook the grain in the bucket, which caused the horses to come running because they were hungry. So I thought it was a brilliant idea. Well, sure enough, I got out there in the middle, over the fence, out where the horses were, and they were at least a couple hundred yards away, and I began to shake the bucket. And sure enough, all seven horses came galloping our way. Well, we were just standing there admiring this, thought, thinking it was very cool that the horses were coming to us. When they were about 50 yards away, I began to realize they weren't slowing down. So I threw the bucket in the air and I yelled to my younger brothers, "Run!" I quickly jumped over the fence and I made it to safety. There's only one problem. My youngest brother was stuck in the mud. I mean, the deep grooves of the horses and all the rain from the day before caused his little shoes to become completely stuck deep in the mud. So I did what only I could do at the moment, and I jumped back over the fence and I pulled him so hard that I threw him right out of his shoes. Threw him over the fence, literally, just in time as the horses arrived. Well, have you ever felt stuck like that? Have you ever felt hopeless? Have you ever felt that life has its way of piling up on you and that danger is coming and you are stuck? You can see the fact that your finances are running out, or school, work, relationships. It's as if you can see the light on the train that's coming and you feel completely helpless, hoping someone will just somehow pull you out. Well, while Superman may not be answering your call anytime soon, I want to share with you today four simple steps you can take when you feel stuck. Number one, the first, is realize you are never really fully stuck. Now, while you may feel like it today, you're never really stuck. There are always options. Now, while we may not like the options laying out in front of us, we always have a choice. And I believe the moment you think that you're completely stuck is the moment creativity vanishes. Always believe their choices. For example, take the biggest problem you have today and force yourself to write down 10 solutions. You may immediately write 3 or 4, but it may become extremely hard to write the last 3 or 4. But I promise you, it'll stretch your creativity, and it just might be number 10 that you write down that gives you the option, the choice that you hadn't thought about before. Number 2, if you feel completely stuck, open your eyes to reality. Sometimes we are where we are today because of the poor choices we've made. And maybe you feel stuck because you refuse to look at the reality of your situation. Maybe it's too painful to look at, you know, maybe where you are like financially. So you'd rather just close your eyes and keep going. It feels less painful. But you're never going to really get unstuck until you face the truth, because it's always the truth that sets you free, no matter how painful it might be in the moment. To get unstuck, You need to have the courage to look at the reality of your situation. Be brave, my friend. You'll feel much better. Number three, create a personal policy that sets you in a new direction. So here's a simple exercise that can really pull you in a better direction. It's called creating personal policies. Companies have them, so why not have personal policies yourself? So what I want you to do is create a new personal policy that reflects the values and choices you do want to have in your life. Here's a few of mine to get you started. We will always be completely honest with ourselves in making financial decisions. We value experiences over possessions as a family. My business will never get in the way of my family. Or I will have a business that works for me instead of me becoming a slave to it. So what are a few personal policies? These can help you from getting stuck in the future. Finally, number four, focus only on the next step. The gap between where you are and where you want to be in life will discourage you if you're not careful. It's great to set goals, but goals expose the gap. The answer is to be grateful and just focus on the next step. So maybe you're stuck today because of the enormity of the project in front of you. You can get unstuck by just focusing on the next step. And ask yourself this question today. What is one wise choice I can make today to head in a better direction? Today's podcast was brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial just for being a Simple Life Habits listener. To grab your free audiobook download, just go to audibletrial.com/habits. Again, that's audibletrial.com/habits. For your free audio download, I'd personally recommend you grab a copy of Essentialism by Greg McNown. I'm on my second time through and absolutely loving it. Well, until next time, remember, small shifts lead to big payoffs.